Attending, listening to spirit builds and cements us in spirit. So once you know this, can it be so that you forget or are wooed away from it? Clearly, agents were sent to undermine Paul, a strategy Plato's tribe continued to use. Power don't change, but we do. Not so the power guys can see. These people are still determined to divvy up the world between them. It's beyond obscene. Wake up, Plato's tribesmen, and try to take in the transformed scene. We are thinking authentically, sharing thoughts globally. We see you now. We see that we are everything. Prince, our Holy Spirit, died so we could drag you lost souls into the light, so that all of us globally can unite. Do you really think we're going to turn around now? The times have changed, for which I don't think we can overcredit Nikola Tesla, as his gifts to us were consciously given to realize the vision of the infinite for our unity. He'd done the analysis, knew what was needed, and with righteousness as source, his growth was continuous. He gave without stint of his gifts from the infinite, a faithful servant in our master's love's house. Because of him, because of Prince, because of Paul, because we have the means now for instantaneous global discussions, and the means, thanks to Nikola, to realize those discussions' dreams of our individual self-sufficiency, which, far from meaning separation from each other, is a key underpinning of good interrelations, of strong bonds between us, an interdependency based on mutually reinforced power, so we can harmonize our gifts. And I mean globally. There is so much completely unnecessary hardship all over the world right now. Hardship intentionally created, yet being faced with so much courage and love from us, despite the Plato's tribe's continuous efforts to make us think otherwise and to undermine our solidarity. Jordan provides but one example. I'm referring to the New York Times article of June 5th, 2018, Anger Over Economic Misery Costs Jordan's Prime Minister His Job, by Raina F. Swice. The people of Jordan, across all the false divisions of occupation and station, are confronting the injustice of manufactured scarcity. The state is intensifying its imposition of austerity. The problems of insufficiency and plenty can only be solved globally, based in love of freedom and equality. Are we to live in society or not, as Proudhon says? Are we to grow our gifts and our humanity or not? These are not economic issues. Economic meaning the global state maintaining scarcity to enforce class, to force us to work as it directs through its various agencies and intermediaries, through the device of credit and debt. These are spiritual issues, our right to control our own bodies and souls, to be free to grow unhindered in bonds of kismet made, freed of powers, delusions of divinity. When Jordan calls a nationwide strike, we have the means and must put in place the mechanisms to sustain it by calling for one globally. The truth is out. That door is open, and not just by a tiny crack, but flung wide for more and more of us. And we're spreading the good news. The full truth has come into view.